This is something that from the day I stepped in the door down here, I began to look at the prophecy of the Assyrian. Now, a lot of people get misled by what I say because, listen, most of the time the Assyrian in the Old Testament is talking about the Assyrian kings that came down, starting with Pul and Tut and then Sennacherib and then with Sargon the Magnificent and then Sennacherib. And it's talking about when they came down. But when I came across this one over in Micah, in the fifth chapter, I said, now wait a minute. That's not the way they taught me that when I was growing up. And I looked at that thing and I said, well, I'm going to find out why they didn't teach it that way when I grew up. That they taught it another way. So I started to look up all the words, and back then I was doing well in Greek. I'd just gotten out of seminary. And I was absolutely, completely, utterly certain, positive, without question, that Assyrian was the Antichrist. So from that day forward, I began to research, look, study, go back and try to pull out all the things that had to do with teachings before 1740 and teachings afterward. And I began to look, when did this change? Now, people think I'm crazy with this. I'm sorry, but I'm not crazy because this is the way it was generally taught between 1740. Gog is the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and Russia is the land of Magog. Now, somebody way back there, and I guess somebody after Charles Darby came along, decided that if his name was Gog, even though it had a comma after it, land of Magog, comma, they just ignored those commas. It's talking about the Antichrist, and it's talking about a land called the land of Magog. And so it's natural to assume, I guess, that Gog must be the ruler of the land of Magog. But God put those two commas in there, and they're inspired commas. He says, Gog, comma, the land of Magog, comma. And then all of a sudden he says, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. That's who Gog is. Now, I could sit here and tell you all the exceptions to that. There aren't any exceptions to that. They just quit teaching it that way, and so I thought, well, I'm going to start teaching it this way. And you know, when I come across something like this, and I know it's the truth, I don't let my own will drive me. I just use that. That's what it says. Now, it also says in Daniel 2, now, Gog is the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Russia is the land of Magog. And Josephus, the greatest Jewish historian of all time, says that the Scythians were called the Magogites. And if you look at a map back in biblical times, that was the land of Magog, what we call Russia now, and they were called Magogites. But you will find Scythian in the Bible, and they did come down. And they did do a lot of things in there. So there's no doubt in my mind about this. You say, well, you get before the judgment seat, you're going to, you know, what are you going to do? Well, I'll just have to take my lumps because that's the way it is. Now, Daniel sees 10 toes as states. They are Islamic states. I put that in my very first book. And Ezekiel sees 10 nationality zones. We are Dardanellites. This is Dardanelle. And they look at the group that comes against Israel. One of them looks at it from a form of nationality, the other from a form of states. So he goes on in Daniel 2. Jesus destroys the great statue of Daniel 2 at the final Armageddon. He's not going to destroy the great statue of Daniel 2. The last of them, he's not going to wipe them out until the final Armageddon. Clay and iron toes shall not hold together more than 4 years. You ever wonder why he spent so much time telling people about how clay and iron reacted? Well, I had made little statues when I was a kid, soldiers, and I had tried to put wet clay on them and have them standing up by a cannon or something, the cannon I made. And you could stick it on there, and it would stick on there for a little while if you put enough of it. But just as soon as it dried out, whoop, it was gone. The Lord went to a great deal of trouble to tell us about this iron and clay thing, and I think I know why. He was trying to tell us they won't hold together very long. Now, the clay and iron toes stick together until Armageddon. Now, remember, the last 1,335 days of the tribulation period are going to begin, and it's going to start Daniel's clock again, and it's going to last 1,335 days, and they'll stick together at first. But as soon as the clay starts to run out of moisture, they'll fall apart. They won't last more than 4 years together. The clay and iron toes, they'll stick together until Armageddon. If weak clay loses its moisture, it will stop holding to strong iron. So what did he tell us? He told us that these last 10 toes, some of them were going to be strong, and some of them were going to be weak. Now, even though he doesn't say it, I suspect some of them will be somewhere in between. I don't think all of them are going to have the same degree of weakness, and I don't think all of them are going to have the same degree of strength. But between all of them, there'll be some that are weak, some that are moderate, some that are strong. Now, I have believed that for a long time because I was over there among them. And I could see that, and it made sense. Now, the clay and iron toes shall stick together until Armageddon. If weak clay loses its moisture, it will stop holding to strong iron. Now, Persian Iran is the greatest sponsor state of world terrorism. Now, they have been forever, and our both administrations have said they were. But now, all of a sudden, that's not true anymore. And part of the deal, as I understand it, is that they will take them off the world terror list, and they will have a deal with them. Look, it doesn't matter whether this deal works or not. It doesn't matter whether it goes through or not. Why not? This thing is doomsday. And there are too many things involved over there. And right now, there are three different groups that used to hate each other that are now practicing and working out together to defeat the great devil. And they have a training camp, I understand, established in Iraq. And that has come out from several sources that are fairly reliable. I will guarantee you that they will unite after the current crisis over there gets down to where you have a skirmish and they fight each other. And out of that comes what I'm going to talk about. Persian Iran is the greatest sponsor state of world terrorism. That's a fact. It has, is, and will continue to build a bridge of toes to Lebanon. And I'll show you why I believe that, and I'll do it right now. On the last page, you've seen this before. It's got a lot of writing on the bottom of it. It tells you all about Greater Syria. When I came here, all I knew was about the Assyrian Empire. This is the Assyrian Empire, if you want to know what it is. But it is called the greater Syria. Now, if you look at the darkest part of that, that includes Iraq. It also includes, it goes down to a touch Jordanians. And the actual white is what I want here, because all of it that's dark, that's not the greatest extent of greater Syria. You see this white that goes around here? That goes all the way over into Iran. It takes in a large part of the Syria of Iraq. Iran. Now I added this little thing down there, see, that's got a, looks like a little atomic symbol in there. And it runs all the way across to Lebanon. They're building a bridge across there right now. And I don't mean a stone bridge. I mean they're working together. I mean they're mingling together. I mean they're mixing together. And what is this all in white? It's Greater Syria. Go back and look at the Assyrian Empire. Just get you a map back in this time frame. And look at where the Assyrian Empire went. Just look where it went. And then look at this. That is the Assyrian Empire. So, I have been certain from the beginning. But see, I've learned this since I came up here. Because, you can read all about this caliphate thing and the history of it when you want to. But everything that I have taught is based on historical fact, and the Bible states it. And there it is. Now, the following eight terror groups shall supply most of the 10 statutes. I'd hold on to this because you're going to see these eight are going to be the ones that cause the most conflict over there. And they're going to be the ones that unite to actually be led by Gog, who is none other than the Antichrist, who is none other than the King of the North. They're the same personage. I've taught for 40 years the toes would consist of Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, Sudan, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, plus French Morocco. Now, there's 10 of them. I think that's the most logical 10. The 10 nationalities. Now, remember, these are nationalities. And they... You can look on maps and see where they are, and you can identify them. And I have. They cover the same cotton-picking area, the nationalities, that these 10 toes do. The 10 nationalities of the toes during the war will come from Meshach, Tubal. That's where Syria is. Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and all his bands, the house of Gomer, actually that's over south of Armenia. It's not up there where Hal Lindsey put it. Hal Lindsey put it up there by Germany because he wanted you to believe that the actual Antichrist was coming out of Germany. So he put it up there. It does not belong up there. Now, they may have spread up there. But you know what I'm looking at right now? Magogites. You come from a melting pot. You came from Europe. You came from some of these people here. And here you are. That's the truth. You know, you got Jewish blood in you. You got Scythian blood in you. You've got Gomer blood in you. You may even have some African blood in you. Whatever. You've got that in you. So, don't say, well, what about these? These right here. I'm showing you where they were then. You weren't over here then. Since that time, the Magogites, the Megogites, the Termites, the Periazites, all of them have spread all over the world. And I say, I'm Scotch-Irish. Well, I am Scotch-Irish. I can trace it back to William the Conqueror. And he came across and invaded Northern Ireland. And that's Orange Ireland. But William the Conqueror is a fairly recent figure. And those people came up out of the south. So what's important in this, in when you do this prophecy, is not to make somebody the Antichrist, like whatever that guy was that was Secretary of State. I can't think of his name.
Kissinger.
He was the Antichrist. I never heard such crazy stuff. And it's just ridiculous. But if I walk up to you, and if I walk up to somebody and say, well, that's ridiculous, how far am I going to get? I say, hey, let me show you something. And then I'll start getting them interested in this, and then they can go back and find it out for themselves. Now, count the number of these. The 10 nationalities of the toes during the war will come from Meshach, Tubal, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and all his bands, the house of Togarmath, and all of his bands, and many people with thee, Sheba, Dedan, and Tarshish. Count them. Is it coincidence that there are 10 nationalities there? Well, whether it's coincidence or not, those are the same area that you've got those 10 toes in. Why in heaven's name they ever quit letting Gog be the Antichrist, I don't know. Unless they wanted to use the false teaching that the Antichrist is coming out of Europe and put the 10 toes up there. Did they do it deliberately? I don't care whether they did it deliberately or they did it by accident or if they did it in ignorance. It ain't so. And so this is the Daniel prophecy. Daniel 2, 42 through 45. You've studied this so many times, I'm just going to flick over it. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Well, that's exactly what you've got over there. You've got moderates. You got very few liberals. Most of them are dead. And you've got the weirdos that are partly strong. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves. The word mingle is Arab, A-R-A-B. It's a word Arab. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Now, the Jews have not mingled themselves with the seed of Cain and with the seed of the Israelites have not mingled themselves with all these different nationalities. In other words, off the ark came Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Now, they haven't mingled with them. The Israelis have not mingled with them. You say, well, I can tell you some of them that have. Very few. But man, the people of the Islamic faith have mingled with them like mad. They're married to them like mad. And they are the ones right now who are causing the biggest threat because they are direct descendants of Abraham through Ishmael. And mock. What does mock mean? It means to make fun of. It means to ridicule. And that's exactly what Ishmael did. And Sarah told Abraham, you've got to get rid of him. He's just mocking him, make fun of him. And I don't think this was just one occasion. And he made fun of him. And so the Bible is absolutely correct. All I've done in the years I've worked in prophecy is to find a situation where all of it was coming together just like it was supposed to be at the time that it was written. And God showed it to me. Oh, I mean, he didn't point his finger. But God has a way of dealing with me. I can't I just can't put down something that I'm sure of unless I'm sure of it. And unless I'm sure that that's what God said in His Word. And so I'm not foolish enough to believe I don't make mistakes. But by God's leadership, I haven't made a lot. Because in my later years, now that I'm an old man, I do everything I know how to not get in His way. I've discovered how to just get out of God's way and ask Him to help me to understand what His way is. And He does. So I'm not saying I'm inspired or anything like that. But I am saying that this stuff over there right now, you better get ready. Pray for your children. Pray for your relatives. Pray for your friends. Pray for them. Because this generation is the final one. Thank God they're saved. If your kids are saved, thank God. If they're scripturally baptized, thank God. If they're going to a church that's if they're going to a Baptist church, thank God for that. But if you got relatives that aren't going to a Baptist church, you sure do need to encourage them to go to one. And while you're at it, you might as well invite them here, because we sure would like to have them. Because if they come here, they might get hooked like I got hooked and you got hooked. The truth has a way of hooking people that are looking for it. He says, with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another. In other words, this cleaving won't be a long-term thing. Never has been with the Arabs. Even as iron is not mixed with clay. You know, you can stick it together and clay, I've worked with clay, and I can stick it onto iron, and it'll stay there for a while, but it'll dry out. Now, I have a way of putting it in a kiln that if I put it in there, I can make it stay on there a little bit longer, but sooner or later, it's going to fall off. So, they'll unite. And they will unite. And some of those terrorist groups that hate each other will get together because they have a common goal. Destroy those D-A-M-N Jews and those rotten, corrupt Americans. Forgive me for spelling it, but I don't think that's quite the same thing as saying. What I should have said is D-A-M. So, Lord, forgive me. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. That's at Armageddon. That's when the first kingdom comes in. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. Now notice what it says. And it shall stand forever. Well, my goodness, that means it goes right on in to the final heaven age. When you get there, you're going to be thankful to God that you knew this before you got there, so that you could take some action in your life to try and make yourself a better person in God's eyes. He knows you're a sinner. He knows that you're a corrupt servant. He knows that. But He still loves you, and He still wants you to follow Him. And it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. Well, it shall stand forever. Well, what are these kingdoms? Thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain. The mountain is Almighty God. The mountain is Jesus Christ that is a part of Almighty God. He is Almighty God. He is also the master of the kingdom. He is also the Prince of Peace. He is also the Conqueror. He is also the Comforter. He's spiritual. He is now the spiritual God of all gods, and He's the only one. out of the mountain without hands. I was made with my father's sperm and my mother's seed. And I was made with human hands, human cells. But when God gave me the new birth, I became a spiritual child of God who is supposed to grow up to be an admiring child that has fantastic confidence that God installs in me as I learn more about Him. How many people know that? Not very many. Why don't they know it? They want to cut God out of their lives. Every one of you have gone through that. Every one of you can think back on things in your life where you look back and you say, I shouldn't have been that way. Well, thank God now you know the difference. But think of all those who haven't learned the difference. And this is why Leonard and Kenneth and myself preach the word and try to stay in fellowship with one another. We dearly love one another. But preachers normally have pride. And sometimes we let our pride flare up. But thank God, I think we've been through all that. I think that we're ready now to stick together, to teach this church, to pray for this church, not to lord over it, but to be kind and gentle and to teach the people what God teaches us. He says, and that it break in pieces the iron. Okay, there's the toes and feet. The brass, there's the brass waste. The clay, that's the clay toes. The silver, that's the silver Medo-Persian Empire. And the gold, that's the golden head. That's the end of them. When we go into the millennial reign, that's the end of them. They're finished. Now, men will still have carnal natures that come through the tribulation. There will be a remnant that comes through both Jew and Gentile. And will they have some influence there? Well, they certainly are partially responsible for all this mess that goes on. So I'm not going to answer that question. But we won't have any problem with it. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure. He says, I'll guarantee you this is going to happen. And it's setting up for it right now. Now on this Ezekiel 38, 3 through 6, it's in our website. It's on there. I've always believed that Gog and Magog, that Gog and the king of the north were one and the same. I have never believed they were two different things. Look these up. Look any reference source you want. Just go back and look. But get the time that this was written, and you can look them up for yourself. I've got it on my website, but I'm getting so old and feeble I can't find the blinking thing anymore. Hardly. I'm very disorganized. I'm an absent-minded college professor. Now this right here that follows, I took this out of several different sources, but primarily Wikipedia. And you notice I've got those underlined. ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab. And you notice it goes on over on page C, and it's got Al Qaeda, it's got Al Nusra, got Al Qaeda, of course. It's got Asar al Sharia. It's got Hezbollah. It's God Hamas. You go through and just read this for yourself. I'm not going to elaborate on it. I don't have to elaborate on it. This is right. Believe me, I've gone back and I've studied every one of them. And they're starting to get together. See, used to, they hated each other. They despised each other. And I lived among them. And they take off their shoe and hit the ground with it. If you mentioned one of the rival groups that they didn't like, then they'd tell you why they didn't like them. I got educated over there, and when I came back, I said, well, I'm going to learn more about this. And I got to learn in what they believed, and quite frankly, most of them are possessed by the spirit of Antichrist. They really are. I mean, look, I know fanaticism. Like Bubba knows football. Well, I know fanaticism. And the truth is, they're getting together right now. There are two that are definitely getting together. And there are two I never thought would get together. Because one of them broke off the other. Al-Qaeda and ISIS are now getting together. And I understand there's a third one that recently started going with them. I think it's the Al-Nusra Front, but I'm not sure. So what is the only thing that can unite them? What unites this church? Kenneth? Me? Leonard? You? Love. Love unites us. Love. Who is love? God. He unites us. Who unites these groups? Who can bring them back together? Can they be brought together in love? Absolutely not. They hate each other. So how can they be brought together? In hate. In hate for love. And that's the reason that they're killing so many Christians. And I, at first, you know, I felt kind of grumpy toward those he was killing, because they didn't have our form of doctrine. I was wrong. I just didn't feel right inside. And somebody over there that'll stand up for Christ, even if they don't believe in security of the believer, I'm all for them. And I think God takes a lot of things into account. I know in the Old Testament, he winked at a lot of things. I think when the situation is right, God winks at it. But if you think God's going to wink at it here in the United States, in this Bible Belt, and you live here, he's not going to wink at you not observing the Lord's Supper correctly, and he's not going to wink at you being baptized incorrectly, because God has provided for you the truth, and you are absolutely responsible for it. So it makes a difference. There's some things about God I think I understand well. There are other things I just kind of work it out with him and say, well, Lord, I don't want to do anything you don't want me to do. And every time somebody comes to this church and wants to be a part here, I talk to them. I try to be as nice as I can be. I just want them to understand I'm doing it for them. I'm not doing it for my sake, or to put your name on a roll, or to get you to give money to the church. I'm doing it because God loves you. And God loves us. And naturally, we want to be, everybody to be a part of this fellowship. Now on the back here, Greater Syria tells y'all about it. I'm going to get you out of here on time. See, I've tried to be happy lately. Ha, 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 ha. And I want your friendship. Ha, ha, ha. So I've tried to get you out of here on time. You can read this and you can look at it. I added one little thing to it right down here. Now, it went over past the Tigris River, this white, and went on over into Iran. And so, right now, Iran is building a tow bridge right on a cross to Lebanon. And that's where the Antichrist is going to come from. He'll come out of this part of Syria, right up here, that we call Syria today. And I feel very convinced of that. So, I looked out. I wanted to live to be 80. God knew that. But I said, now, Lord, whatever you want, that's fine. But God knew down deep inside, I didn't want to cash out of here till I was 80. So I'm 82 now. And God gave me what I wanted. I guess like Hezekiah, he went to the wall and beat on the wall. And during his life, why, Manasseh, during that extended 15 years he gave him, the most wicked king that ever lived was born. He should have just let the Lord have his way. So I don't think any of my kids are going to turn into a wicked king. But I sure prayed and I said, now, Lord, if it's going to cause my kids to be bad, okay. But whatever your will is. And so I got to make it. But I don't feel the least sorry for you, because I tell you what, in that time, in this church, between myself and Ken and Chuck and Leonard and our deacon, and between Charlie, well, there's lots of you here I've learned from. Not just those. And Michael. He keeps me on my toes. And he keeps all three of us on our toes. And I, you made it this far. Just thank him for getting this far. And Aaron, you'll like it up there. I promise you, Aaron, you'll like it up there. Ha, 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 ha.